Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. I'm truly honored and blessed in the name of Jesus on today to be before you, that even though through we go through what we go through, we still thank God for the strength that he gives us to continue to press on and move forward. I once again want to give all honor and praise to God, who once again, as I said, is the head of my life. And we truly thank God. Thank God for today, for this is truly the day in which the Lord has made. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We come forth Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time to bring forth the Word of God from the new King James Version of God's Holy Word. We truly thank you for coming forth on this evening. We give glory, praise, and honor to God, who is able to bring us through our sickness and disease, provide us with a roof over our head, the God who's able to just protect us and lead us and guide us and teach us as we grow along the way. We want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even those that are into the archives, praise God. God bless each and every one of you. We thank God for you, for you coming forth on today. And as we read out of the book of Numbers, we're here at chapter 28, where we'll pick up. And again, we truly acknowledge the incredible work and direction, leadership that God has given for Moses to speak to the people of Israel. As he carries and brings them through the wilderness, we see and notice how God's glory and grace prevails through all of what he commands for us to do. And that's to serve God with all of our mind, all of our heart, and all of our soul, and all of our strength. And that we are not to have any other God before him. You know, God is a jealous God, and God does not want anyone else to get the credit for the wonderful miracles and the blessings that he brings upon you. And on today, we come forth with the word of God, continuing to read and trust in the word. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus for who you are and all of what you've done. We come before you on today, Lord God, humbling ourselves, knowing that, Father, apart from you, we can do nothing. But we need you. We need you for the humility. We need you for the temperance. We need you for the self-control. We need you for the wisdom. We need you for the understanding and knowledge that only comes from you. Father, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. No matter how great or how small it might be, we ask that you forgive us, Lord, and allow your spirit to continue to reign within us so that we can understand your word. In Jesus' name. Once again, we thank you as we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Well, praise God. Once again, as always, I give God first all praise, honor, and glory, and then I acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And then, praise God, we come on forth and continue to hit the word of God, but we're going to take a strong break, and when we come back, we'll continue with Numbers chapter 28. We'll be back.
Since I can't dance
Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. And yes, as always, we feel like praising him. We're coming forth out of the book of Numbers, chapter 28. Let us read. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say to them, my offering, my food for my offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to me, you shall be careful to offer to me at the appointed time. And you shall see to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to the Lord. 2 male lambs in their first year without blemish, day by day as a regular burnt offering. The 1 lamb you shall offer in the morning. The other lamb you shall offer in the evening. And 1/10 of an emphit of fine flour as the grain offering, offering of mixed with 1/4 of a hin of crisp oil. It is a regular burnt offering which was ordained at Mount Sinai for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And its drink offering shall be 1/4 of a hin of each lamb. In the holy place, you shall pour out the holy place to drink to the Lord as an offering. The other lamb you shall offer in the evening as the morning grain offering, and its drink offering you shall offer it as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. And on the Sabbath day, 2 lambs in their first year without blemish, and 2/10 of an hin of fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with oil, with its drink offering, is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, besides the regular burnt offering with its drink offering at the beginning of the months. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs in the first year without blemish. 3/10 of an hin of fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with oil for each bull. 2/10 of an hin fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with oil for the ram. 1. The 1/10 of an hin of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb as a burnt offering, a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. The drink offering shall be half a hin of wine for a bull, 1/3 of a hin for a ram, and 1/4 of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering for each month throughout the month of the year. Also, 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering to the Lord shall be offered, besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 13th day of the first month is the Passover on the Lord. And on the 15th day of this month is the feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. You shall present an offering made by fire as a burnt offering to the Lord. Two young bulls, one ram, and seven lambs in their first year. Be sure they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an inch. You shall offer for a bull and 2/10 for a ram. You shall offer for each of the seven lambs also. One goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a regular burnt offering. In this manner, you shall offer the food of the offering made by fire daily for 7 days as a sweet aroma to the Lord. It shall be offered beside the regular burnt offering and its drink offering, and on the seventh day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. Also, on the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new grain offering to the Lord at your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. You shall present the burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord. Two young bulls, one ram, and seven lambs in their first year with a grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil. 3/10 of an inch for each bull. 2/10 for one ram. And 1/10 for each of the seven lambs. Also, one kid of the goats to make atonement for you. Be sure they are without blemish. You shall present them with a drink offering besides the regular burnt offering with its grain offering. Numbers. Chapter 29. The seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have the holy convocation. You shall do no customary work for you. It is a day of blowing the trumpets. You shall offer a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord. One young bull, one ram, and seven lambs in their first year, without blemish. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an inch for the bull, 2/10 for a ram. And 1/10 by each of the seven lambs. Also, one kid of the goats as a sin offering to make atonement for you besides the burnt offering with a grain offering for the new moon, the regular burnt offering with its regular grain offering, and other the drink offering according to the rules as a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall afflict your souls. You shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a sweet aroma. One young bull, one ram, and seven lambs. In the first year, be sure they are without blemish. The grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an inch. Are the bulls, 2/10, or the 1 ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. Also, 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering, besides the sin offering for atonement, the regular burnt offering with its grain offering, and the drink offering on the 10th day of the 7th month. You shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. And you shall keep a feast to the Lord 7 days. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord. 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 4 10 lambs in the first year. They shall be without blame. The grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, 10 of an imp for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs. Also, 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering on the 7th day. Present 12 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs by their number, according to the ordinance. Also, 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and the drink offering on the 3rd day. Present 12 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in the 1st year without blemish, and the grain offering of the drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs by their numbers according to the ordinance. Also, 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, the drinks offering. On the 14th day, present 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their 1st year, without blemish, and their grain offering, and their drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs by the number according to the ordinance. Also, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. Present 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their 1st year without blemish, and their grain offering, and their drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs by their numbers according to the ordinance. Also, 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 6th day, present 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs. In the 1st year without blemish, and the grain offering and the drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs by their number, ordinance. Also, 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering and its drink offering on the seventh day. Sitting bull, two rams and 14 lambs, and their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. Also, one goat, as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering and its drink offering, on the eighth day, you shall have a secret assembly. You shall do no customary work. You shall present the burnt offering and offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord. One bull, one ram, seven lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offering for the bull, for the ram and for the lamb by their number, according to the order. Also, one goat, as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering, these you shall present to the Lord at your appointed feast, besides your vow offering and your free will offering, as your burnt offerings and your grain offerings, as your drink offerings and your peace offerings. So Moses told the children of Israel everything just as the Lord commanded Moses. Amen. We're going to conclude the reading from on that Numbers chapter 28 with food from today, this evening. We'll pick up on tomorrow again, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we will be back once again on fire. Yes, on the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, as we come before you on this day, again, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the obedience of continuing moving forward and staying committed to the calling of what you have for us in our life on today. We pray, Lord, that you continue to be with us, walk with us, and talk to us, Lord. We pray for our families and our children and our wives and our husbands, our mothers and our fathers. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for healing among the land and deliverance until we meet again, Lord. Until we meet again to continue acknowledging you in our lives, trusting you, giving you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Minister Andrew. Amen. God bless you. I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Sheriff John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you got to realize, if old John was here, after going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I feel like praising. Pretty.
gonna go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on, praise him in the morning.
Praise him in the morning.
Praise him all day.
Once again, praise God. We thank you for joining us on today. Listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We thank God for each and every one of you. We continue to pray for you and your family. We pray for healing and protection and provision. And in the name of Jesus, until we meet again, God bless each and every one of you. I feel like praying. Amen.